When it comes to investing, retirement, taxes, healthcare, and estate planning, the decisions you make today can greatly affect the quality of life for you and your loved ones tomorrow. What you need is straight and unbiased information on the most important issues you'll face when planning for your retirement and financial future. Good news! You found the Retirement Blueprint with Grant Dorhout. Grant is the founder of Dorhout Retirement Services, and he's been guiding people financially and into retirement for nearly 20 years. So get ready for an hour of the most comprehensive financial information on the radio. It's time for the Retirement Blueprint. And now, here are your hosts, Grant Dorhout and Jeff Shea.
Good morning and welcome to the Retirement Blueprint, the show that gives you the straight talk and honest answers you need to reach your wealth management and retirement goals through smart investing and careful planning. On today's show, we're going to be talking about money mistakes to avoid in your first year of retirement. Also, how to plan for retirement's go-go, slow-go, and no-go years. Also, what it costs to live to be 100 and four ways to leave money tax-free to your kids when you die. My name is Jeff Shade, and as always, I'm just here to ask the questions for you. But of course, the words of wisdom and solid advice, they come from Grant Dorhout, founder and wealth advisor of Dorhout Retirement Services right here in Omaha. Hey, Grant, how you doing today?
I said it to you before we started that I'm better than I deserve, and I really mean that. It looks like spring has finally sprung and going to be a beautiful one today, maybe a little bit windy, but we should be used to that here in the Midwest, that wind. I'm just glad that we've gotten to the, it looks like shorts and t-shirt weather here for a little bit.
Well, you never know. The weather can change on a dime. It's shorts and t-shirt, and then you know, that's 1 minute, the next minute you're back in sweaters. But anyway, I'm glad that spring is here, and I'm glad that you're doing well, and I hope that our listeners are doing well today too, because boy, have we got an information-packed show lined up for our listeners today. We'll try to get to all of these, but I want to start with something that's rather interesting. And these are money mistakes not to make in your first year of retirement. We know that those 5 years before retirement, those 5 years after retirement, they're sort of called the retirement red zone, but we're going to focus on this first year in retirement. Now, the first one has to do with being too conservative with investments. What do you think about that one?
Yeah, I've seen this before where people, they feel like they've gotten to the finish line, and that's true. They have gotten to the finish line, and they want to take their foot completely off the gas and maybe go all conservative. I've seen people that they put all their money in the bank, or they go into a conservative portfolio inside of their 401k, and that's okay, or they go into the money market. That might be really just too conservative. And if you don't have a properly constructed plan, you're going to fall victim to that. What I would say is I would suggest, okay, identify what money you need in the next 2 years, and that you can be really conservative with. I would actually suggest that. But then if you don't need money for income or a car or a vacation or whatever it may be, or emergency funds, if you don't need it for that, well, then invest that maybe more moderately for the next 2 to 5 years, or 5 to 10, or 10 years plus. And start bucketing that out. And you don't have to make it, it's not an all or nothing decision. Some of your money can be really conservative, but definitely not all of it being conservative. I would not suggest that at all for anyone, that you put 100% of your money conservative once you get to retirement.
Grant, should someone, in your opinion, be taking risk in retirement throughout their entire retirement? Without risk, there is no reward. What do you think about that?
Yeah, absolutely. You have to take certain risks, but you have to manage the risks. That's the important part that you have to know. It's not getting risky. You have to manage the risk and take different risks in retirement. And that's where this specialty of retirement planning is so important, that people maybe don't even realize the risks that they're taking on. And it could get them into a precarious position. That's why I think a lot of people will say, you know what, I'm just taking all my money out of the market. I'm going to go so conservative so I can't lose. Well, then you may have a problem with inflation and longevity on that money. So you definitely have to have some risk in retirement, but definitely just manage the risk. And if you have a properly constructed plan, you can have some of your money in a maybe even aggressive portfolio for a portion of the money. Even my 83-year-old dad, we have some of his money that is probably higher risk tolerance than most 83-year-olds would think they should have. But you got to realize that we have the next 10 years figured out for their income. So we have time to let the market do what it does over time. And that's fluctuate, but we know over longer periods of time, it does become very reliable and it goes up.
Grant, because some safe investments will possibly pay less than more riskier investments, if you just go with safe investments in the first year of retirement or throughout retirement, does that, in your opinion, create more of an opportunity to run out of money because you're not growing it fast enough?
100%, 100%. When you start looking at inflation, if we're at 3% or so, right now we have fixed investments and CDs that are paying, you know, 4-5%, maybe even 6 in some cases. And that sounds good right now, right?
Yeah,
we're making
right.
5 and we have 3% inflation, but you figure for taxes and we're not making that much money. We're not actually making any headway. We're kind of just treading water, so to speak. And so I would say, yes, you're not factoring for inflation unless you have some of your money that you are more aggressive. I'm not saying if you're 75 years old that you're managing your own funds that you need to go out and say, you know what, I'm getting the riskiest thing out there because Grant said so. I'm not suggesting that at all. But a portion of your money does need to look long term, and needs to look 10 years in the future, even if you're 80 years old.
We're talking about money mistakes that people make in the first year of retirement with Grant Dorhout here of Dorhout Retirement Services. And the first one we talked about here is being too conservative with investments. Next one on the list, Grant, is not creating a retirement plan. I'm surprised at the number of people who go into retirement and just sort of try to do it by the seat of their pants.
Yeah, that's where you get the 4% rule. It's become a universal standard in our business, but it's way too simple. And I think that can be a problem as well, as oversimplifying is a problem, but keeping things simple is not. And that might sound like I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth, but I'm not. I'm saying I'm just going to leave everything as it was. I go through this with people all the time that there are periods in the market's history where if you made 7% over a 17-year period and you do the 4% rule, you factor for taxes and you index it for inflation, if you do that over a 17-year period, you're almost out of money. Even though you made 7% on your money and you only withdrew 4%. That is a huge problem with retirement planning, is we don't know what sequence of returns we're going to have in the market. And that's why this is so important, why we preach all the time about our Peace and Retirement Blueprint, getting that set up so you have an income plan, you have a tax plan, you have an investment plan in the market, you have healthcare figured for throughout retirement, and you have an estate plan so you can get these assets where you want them to go when you're no longer here. All of those things are extremely important. And I just met with someone yesterday, Jeff, that they came in and they're well-intentioned, but they have a couple of different places that I won't name that they are relying for on their investment management, but they're 75 and 70 years old. And they've recognized the fact that these firms that they have used, they're good at investing their money. Mm-hmm. So they have the investment plan they feel actually figured out, but they don't have any income, any tax, they don't have any healthcare or estate plan through those places. And that is not a complete plan. They've gone 20% of the way. We need to complete that plan. I mean, this is the type of situation where if you have one of these plans put together and not the other four, it's like in football, getting the ball to your own 25-yard line and then mm-hmm. walking off the field saying, well, we got it taken care of. No, we have a long ways to go before we can get to the end zone. So creating a retirement income plan and the like, creating a full plan, very important.
Yeah, having a comprehensive plan that involves all of those things. And I'm surprised that, you know, everybody doesn't do a plan like that, but, you know, apparently they don't. By the way, for those listeners joining us, if you'd like the telephone number to get your plan, it's 402-281-0750. 402-281-0750 doesn't cost you anything. It's totally complimentary, and there is no obligation for your Peace in Retirement Blueprint here. Once again, that telephone number, 402-281-0750, and you can call it this weekend. We're talking about some mistakes that you don't want to make in your first year of retirement. Next one on the list, Grant, is going to be overspending. I think you've got to have somewhat of a budget in the first year, don't you think?
Yeah, you absolutely have to have a budget. And here's where this retirement plan we just talked about is so paramount, is being very intentional with how you're going to set up your spending and your income that you're going to get from your retirement. For instance, if we have someone making $100,000 and they're looking into retirement and they have a pension and Social Security that is, let's say, $50,000. And if this person has $300,000 total, and they say, you know what, if I get into retirement, I think I can make it on that $50,000. Well, what we know is that you're not living on $50,000, you're making $100,000. If you're not saving significantly, maybe $50,000 per year at that point, you're going to have an issue with your retirement. Because I go through this all the time, that if you don't overspend then you're going to sit at home and watch grass grow, and then you're not going to have longevity in your retirement because of your health. So this type of person, if they're making $100,000, they think they can live on $50,000, you're not going to be able to do that. So when you say, okay, if they tell me I'm going to live on $50,000, I know they're going to overspend in that first year. I'm positive. I'm 100% positive because they're living on $100,000. You can't just all of a sudden cut your income in half. That's not a way to have a successful retirement. So that's one way that we actually see that. The other way is, hey, you know what? I'm going to do literally everything. I've seen it in the past where,
right.
Okay, we're doing cruises and we're going to Europe and we're going to Australia, and we're going to Hawaii. And it's like, whoa, that's five trips in a year.
Yeah.
And that's fine for some people, but that's a situation where we might be overspending. Or another one, Jeff, is really simple too. Hey, we got a lot of time. Let's go, you know, let's just go look at new cars.
Yeah.
Well, if that
you end
if
up
that's
buying
not in the
one
budget
pretty quickly, yeah, if you're just looking.
Yeah, that Jaguar looked really nice. Yeah, I know it did. That's why you buy it, is it looks nice. And and it's fine as long as it's inside of your retirement plan and inside of your budget. But if it's not something that is planned for, please don't just go impulsively spend $50,000, $60,000, $70,000. That can derail a retirement in a heartbeat.
Next one on our list, Grant, is going to be taking too many risks. Often people head into retirement and they think they have a reasonably conservative portfolio, but it actually carries much more risk than they understand.
Yeah, absolutely, Jeff. And this might sound to the listeners like, well, wait a minute, aren't they talking out of both sides of their mouth? On the first one, they said they're being too conservative. Don't be too conservative. And now they're saying don't take too many risks. And that's correct. You don't want to be too conservative and you definitely don't want to take too many risks. Let's say you go into retirement. If someone went into retirement, let's say January 1 of 2020, and they change nothing with their portfolio and they just start taking money out, and let's say they had $1 million for an easy number. Well, at the end of March, they would have less than $700,000 in all likelihood based off of what the market had done. That is way too much risk going into a retirement. If you don't have that retirement income plan, if you don't have that reliable income plan set up, that is taking too many risks. If you're saying, you know what, but my advisor said, I just need to do this 4% rule thing. It's a standard thing in the financial advisor space. Why wouldn't I just do that? Because of what I just said, you're taking too many risks. And the sequence of returns, I talk about this all the time with every person I ever meet with, Jeff, that we talk about the sequence of returns that you see in your retirement portfolio. If it's from 1990 to 2000, yeah, take all the risk you want, but I don't know that that's going to happen. What also could happen is 2000 to 2010, what's referred to as the lost decade. Which one are we going to have? We don't know. We cannot predict or control which one of those sequences of returns that we're going to see. So making sure that you have certain amounts of money that is reliable, making sure you have your income plan set up for retirement reliably all the way to age 100. If you do that, then you're going to assure yourself that you're not going to take too many risks. This is a huge one that I think gets lost when people have a big 401k and they say, well, I'm just going to transfer it to an IRA and tell Charles Schwab or Fidelity or Vanguard or whoever, just send me X amount of dollars per month, 4% of the amount. That is a huge, huge problem in the retirement space right now, and I want to make sure people know about that.
We're talking with Grant Dorhout here of Dorhout Retirement Services, and our topic in the first part of the show here is money mistakes not to make in your first year of retirement. And one of those was not having a plan, and I want to point out to our listeners that we are offering a no-cost, no-obligation Peace in Retirement Blueprint here by calling 402-281-0750. You can make that call right now. Grant, when people do call 402-281-0750 and request this Peace in Retirement Blueprint, what exactly are they going to get?
Yeah, so the first time we actually sit down with someone, I actually outline a process that we go through with them. And part of it is the discovery process and how we would implement a full retirement plan and what that retirement plan would include. And we go through what's called a fiscal house, showing them exactly how we build this plan. And one of the things that we go through extensively is how do you actually get this complete plan? Because too often I find that people don't have a complete plan. And what it is that when you look on my card, it has P-E-A-C-E, and each of those letters stands for something in one of the plans that we are going to put together for someone. So the first one, the P, is protected income plan, making sure that the assets that you have kind of looks like you have a pension, like my brother who just retired as a police officer. He gets a pension for the rest of his life from the state of Iowa. He's going to have that every single month for the rest of his life as well as his wife's life. that's a protected income plan that most people don't have. Most people don't have a pension. So if you have $1 million, let's say, how are you going to create an income plan that looks very similar to a pension plan that my brother Scott has? The second thing is the E, that's efficient tax strategies. Looking at the risk that we're taking on by doing nothing from a tax perspective, and what potential things could come down the road from a tax increase, if there is one. Is it something that someone wants to address or is it not? But we have to quantify why they do or don't want to do these things. The third one is accumulation. A lot of times people focus a lot in this area. They focus a lot on, okay, what's the max return that I can actually make? And they ignore one of the last ones that we went through is taking too many risks. And we keep these things in mind, making sure that we're bucketing properly what this money is doing for you. 0 to 2 years, 2 to 5, 5 to 10, and then 10 years plus. That's how you create an accumulation plan. You don't just throw all your money into something that's aggressive growth and then just hope we have the right sequence of returns. The fourth one is the C, that's complete control of healthcare. This does not mean that we're saying purchase insurance. I want people to hear me on that. Some people do choose to purchase insurance. Some people choose to have a different fund that will pay for these things. You have to know that once someone reaches age 65, there's about a 70% chance that you'll utilize long-term care in some way, shape, or form, whether it be in the home, assisted living, adult daycare, community care, or full-blown nursing care. You have to plan for it. And if you're not planning for it, then I believe we have a significant issue. We actually run our healthcare plan in with our income plan and project out what might be a spike in income need based off of a healthcare change. And then that really helps people actually wrap their head around how they're going to create that plan. And the fifth one is the estate plan. E is the estate plan, is making sure that if you need trusts, what type of trust that you need. We don't actually write the trust here, obviously. We're not lawyers here, but we do have trust and will services through Carson Group that we can utilize that really helps our clients to get a complete package together, making sure that these assets are going where they want them to in the most efficient way possible.
So, Grant, I want to talk to our listeners here. If you're not sure that you're properly prepared for retirement, maybe you've got regrets about the plan that you already have. You're not sure you've got enough money saved. You're not sure about your risk tolerance, your tax plan, income, cash flow, plan for long-term care. Then listen up. This is for you. Grant has talked about this Peace in Retirement Blueprint that we're offering this week at no cost. It's not going to cost you a dime. There is no obligation. You do have the right to say no. And of course, there is no judgment. Once again, you can get this by calling this number right now, 402-281-0750. I know it is the weekend, but while you're thinking about it, make that call, leave your name, your telephone number, and Lisa will call you back during the coming week. And she'll set you up with his conversation with Grant. It is a no-tie zone, very, very casual. Once again, if you'd like your Peace and Retirement Blueprint at no cost and no obligation, that number to call, 402-281-0750. You can also find out more about the firm and request your plan online at DorhoutRetirementServices.com. That's Dorhout, D-O-R-H-O-U-T, RetirementServices.com. Well, Grant, as always, I think we've bitten off more than we could chew in the beginning. I talked about the money mistakes we're going to avoid in the first year of retirement and planning for the go-go, slow-go, and no-go years, and, you know, four ways to leave money to your kids tax-free and what it costs to live to be 100. So obviously, we're not going to be able to get to all of those, so we'll hold some of those over to next week. But let's continue our conversation right now about money mistakes to avoid during the first year of retirement. The next one is getting scammed. And unfortunately, Grant, this is becoming an all too common occurrence that there's so many people out there who are calling people, and particularly elderly people, and the whole idea is to separate them from their money.
Yeah, it's horrible. And I feel horrible for people when I come across these. I have one that it's happened for years where it's an online friend that needs help, or what's becoming increasingly possible is the fact that you have the AI or artificial intelligence where they're recreating people's voices. And then they'll call people up and they'll say, hey, grandma, I'm in trouble. I need you to bail me out of jail, or I need you to do this, or whatever it may be. And it sounds exactly like them. And people are sending money. And I've heard even up to $500,000 that people are sending in these instances just to try and take care of those that they love. I promise you, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. If it's something that someone is calling you with that, hey, we just need you to send us this, then we will send you this. That is going to be a scam. This money is probably going to Africa and you're never going to see it. I saw one not too long ago. I think this was just a few months ago where they sent this documentation that this person was the beneficiary of this royal family that they never knew they had out of England.
That's a common one, yeah.
Oh, man. This one, I felt so terrible for the person because they sent this money because they're like, but it looks so official. And I'm like, well, they're not going to make it look like a cartoon. It's going to look official. So I highly encourage every single one of my clients that are listening to this, if we haven't said it in person, please, if something like this comes across your desk, please call me, send me whatever you have. I will look at it and we will get on the phone call together with them. I offer that to every single one of my clients. I even have done this with my parents, where my dad came home one day and my mom, she had someone that had said something that she said, okay, well, yeah, this is what I have to do because they're associated with my bank.
Oh, no.
And dad came and he said, wait a minute, what are you doing? They said something to my dad and he ended up hanging up the phone. They called me right away and I said, please, please, please don't ever give anyone information over the phone that you do not know.
Right.
Call me. I will do a three-way call with you and I will vet them for you so that you don't get scammed. This is happening constantly. FTC data actually shows that 2.4 million people filed reports of fraud in 2022.
Wow.
Please do not become another statistic. This is an increasing problem. And the biggest thing that I think of with that 2.4 million people filing is there's probably double that have not filed.
Exactly. And these fraudulent activities, they range from enticing get-rich schemes to false promises of high rates of return. So don't fall for that. If you get one of those calls, call Granite Dorhout Retirement Services if you're not already a client. Okay, the next one, a money mistake that people often make the first year of retirement, is claiming Social Security benefits too soon.
Yeah, this is a huge one. I just met with someone last week that they actually said, well, hey, yeah, I'm going to retire. I have a big income, but I'm going to take Social Security. I'm going to keep working part-time in retirement. And I said, well, wait a minute. You're going to have an issue because your income limit is going to come into an issue that you're not going to be able to satisfy your income needs. So you're going to give away some of your Social Security. So if you're going to take it, you have to have Social Security optimized if you're going to actually take it. It might be 62, 64, 67, or 70, whatever the optimal time is. Just make sure you're not saying what I've heard very often is, you know what, I paid into this all my life. I'm going to get it at 62. I'm going to get it as early as I can. And what if I die before 67? That may be true, but it also may not be in your best interest if you have a long life, even living out to age 100.
So if you're younger than full retirement age, there is a limit to how much you can earn and still receive full Social Security benefits. If you're younger than full retirement age during all of 2024, they will deduct $1 from your benefits for every $2 that you earn above $22,320 if you are younger than your full retirement age. So what is your full retirement age? Well, for most people listening to us, it's going to be around 67. But to find out what yours is and what your approximate benefit would be, go out to the Social Security website or simply Google Social Security full retirement age and you will find yours. We're talking about mistakes that people often make in the first year of retirement, and conversely, as opposed to claiming Social Security benefits too soon, Grant, you could also wait and claim them a little bit too late.
Yeah, this is where an optimization is absolutely necessary because some people say, you know what, I'm just going to take it at 62. That's wrong. Some people say I'm just going to take it at 70 because it's the max. Well,
right.
That's also wrong. You have to go through your assets, what your spending is, and you actually need to optimize what your Social Security is because everyone's going to have a different age. It may be common for a lot of people for us to say 67 years old, but not everyone is 67 years old. I just told a gentleman a couple weeks ago that I said, hey, I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but based off of the money that you have, we actually need you to work until this age. And unless we have some windfall, you know, if you're going to win the Powerball or if you have an inheritance coming or something that we don't know about, we have to wait until this age. Social Security optimization, there is no general rule that works with Social Security. You have to have it optimized based on your assets and your spending.
That's right, Grant. And of course, Social Security optimization, very important. It is one of the things that you offer there at Dorhout Retirement Services. But beyond that, too, you really have to sit down with people and talk about what their expectations are, what their income and outgo is going to be in order to decide when the right time to take Social Security is. If you do make a mistake on Social Security, taking it at the wrong time, Grant, I don't know about this. Is there an opportunity that you can maybe stop and restart it again?
Yeah, actually, within 1 year, I've had this happen before, that if someone starts Social Security 4 months ago and then they come and they see me and they say, hey, was this a bad deal? Well, we'll do the optimization for them. And if it was a bad deal for them to take Social Security at that age, we'll just tell them they'll stop their Social Security and then they'll start it at whatever age we actually determine is best for them.
We're talking about common mistakes that people make in the first year of retirement with Grant Dorhout of Dorhout Retirement Services. And we've talked about claiming Social Security benefits too soon, claiming them too late, also getting scammed. And we've covered taking too many risks, overspending, not creating a retirement plan, and being too conservative with your investments. Once again, we are offering this no cost, no obligation, no judgment, Peace in Retirement Blueprint. If you're interested in getting that, to have a conversation with Grant, actually just a very casual conversation and a no tie zone to ask the questions that you need answers to put you on a path towards a confident retirement. All you've got to do is call 402-281-0750. You can do it right now, as in this very moment. 402-281-0750. Leave your name, your telephone number. Lisa will call you back during the week and set you up with an appointment with Grant to answer your questions. And don't worry that you've got to wait weeks to get in. There's more than likely going to be an appointment available for you in the very near future. And also, you're not going to be talking to a junior associate at Dorhout Retirement Services. You'll be speaking with a person that you hear on the radio today, and that is Grant Dorhout. So go ahead, take advantage of this opportunity. What have you got to lose? 402-281-0750. No cost, no obligation, not going to cost you a dime. You can also request your Peace and Retirement Blueprint online at DorhoutRetirementServices.com. That's D-O-R-H-O-U-T, RetirementServices.com.
Want more strategies to support the quality of life you want for 30-plus years? Stick around. There's more Retirement Blueprint with Grant Dorhout in just a moment. You can't start a trip you've never taken without a plan, and you can't start your retirement journey without a comprehensive plan to get there safely. To request your no-cost, no-obligation Dorhout Retirement Roadmap, call 402-281-0750 or request it online at DorhoutRetirementServices.com. Now, back to more of Retirement Blueprint with Grant Dorhout and Jeff Shade.
Thank you so much for making us a part of your weekend. You're listening to the Retirement Blueprint with Grant Dorhout. My name is Jeff Shade. If you've missed any part of the program today, remember we're also a podcast. Go to wherever you get your podcasts. Search for the Retirement Blueprint with Grant Dorhout. You'll find this show and all of our past shows so you can stay on top of your journey towards a confident retirement. Grant, we are the eternal optimists here on this radio program. In the beginning of the show, I don't know why I thought we could get this stuff in, Grant, but I talked about the fact we talk about money mistakes to avoid in your first year of retirement. That's what we've been talking about. But I also said we talk about how to plan for retirement's go-go, slow-go, and no-go years. Also, what it costs to live to be 100. I don't know where my mind was. And four ways to leave money tax-free to your kids when you die. Grant, the show is only an hour. I think we'd need 3 hours to get all of this stuff in. So I just want to let the listeners know, okay, if you're counting on those things, we will cover those here in the next week or so. But we're going to continue down this path of money mistakes that people make in the first year of retirement. The next one, I think, is rather common, Grant, and you tell me, it's spending too much money on the kids.
Yeah, and this one's a bit of a tricky one because we all want to help our kids. I want to help my kids within reason. You know, I think it's completely okay. You know, you go out to dinner however often, you know, with your kids and your grandkids. You know, grandparents want to pay. You know, I want to treat my kids. That's totally fine. That's no big deal. Yeah. But you've been on a plane. I've been on a plane. They even say it, hey, put on your mask first and then help others. And this is a common thing that I see. I got a couple of different clients that pop into my head. These are stories where you need to right the ship. You need to put your mask on first. And the first one, it was a client that her daughter had a credit card with each other's name on it, but the mom was paying the credit card and the daughter was grown with her own children, making her own money, and her husband was making his own money, all of these things. And then the problem came when she started, well, you you know what, I needed to buy groceries and I needed to buy more groceries. And then I needed to sign my kid up for the rec program. And
right.
And then she came in here. I said, whoa, we got to put a stop to this because you don't have enough money to actually take care of this. Mm-hmm. And it took about 6 months before she finally just completely cut off her daughter. And that was a very wise decision because this client, she did not have the amount of money needed to support not only her retirement, but her daughter growing up and creating her family life. I have another one, Jeff. This one pains me to this day. This is years ago this happened. I had a client that her husband passed away, and she had a situation where she got a bunch of money from her husband passing away from life insurance, and I helped her actually invest those monies. And when I helped her invest those monies, all of a sudden she called and she said, hey, I need X amount of dollars more. And I said, okay, well, that's totally fine. It's your money. What do you need that money for? What's happening? What changed between the last time we talked? She said, well, my daughter wants to build a new house. And I said, whoa, okay, but this is like a fourth of your retirement that you're giving to your daughter so that she can build this house. And she said, well, yeah, because she's building a big enough house that when I would need long-term care, then I could just live with her. And I said, okay, that's okay. I get the story. I get what you're doing. It's your money. You can do what you want. But I'm very cautious with this, that I think that this is going down a dangerous path. And I would caution you against it, but it's your money and we'll help you with it. And lo and behold, 2 years later, Jeff, she called me up and she said, hey, how much money do I have in total?
Uh-huh.
And I said, yeah, this is the amount. Why are you asking? And she said, well, I want to take it all out.
Mm.
And I said, whoa, wait a minute. What happened?
Yeah.
What's going on? And she said, well, my daughter wants to buy a lake home.
Hmm.
And I said, okay, your daughter wants to buy a lake home. Can't your daughter buy the lake home? And she said, no, she doesn't have the money to do it. But if I give my house to my one son and I give all of the rest of the money to my daughter and my other son, then I can live in my daughter's lake home. And then she won't have a house anymore because the other son would have the house. And mm-hmm. I said, what are you going to do for money? You don't have any money then.
Yeah.
Well, my daughter said she'll take care of me. This is a situation of a serious overstep that we have to rein in and create proper boundaries between kids and the parents. You have to put your mask on before you take care of others.
Yeah, because you're going to sacrifice your own retirement. And that is also common. I mean, do what you want, but I think that analogy of putting your mask on first, saving yourself, and then if you can save the other person, go ahead and do that. But I think that really you've got to let kids make some mistakes. You've got to let them mm-hmm. get into trouble and then find a way to get out of it because you're not going to be there their entire life. So again, don't sacrifice your own retirement for the sake of spending money on your kids. But again, people are just going to do what they want. Okay, the next one on our list of mistakes that people make in the first year of retirement is going to be neglecting debts. Now, I think that everybody knows that you should pay your debts no matter what stage you are in retirement. So we're going to go ahead and skip on to the next one, and that is letting your insurance lapse. Now, in retirement, I would think that you still need some sort of insurance.
Yeah, absolutely. This one's near and dear to my heart. My grandpa, before he went into the nursing home, he had Alzheimer's, and we're not really sure, but he had long-term care at one point, but we don't know if he forgot to pay it or if he just didn't pay it or he thought that the rate increase was too much, but he didn't have long-term care insurance anymore. That was a big thing. He needed to have that. It was pretty detrimental to his financial situation. So that's one case. But also, if you have a husband and wife and you have life insurance in place, making sure if you're going to drop that life insurance, make sure you have an analysis done that your surviving spouse is going to be able to make it through retirement without those dollars that are associated with that life insurance policy. Obviously, you got to have your homeowner's insurance and you have to have your Medicare insurance, whether it be Advantage programs or supplemental insurance. There's a lot of insurances that you definitely still need. And depending on the size of your estate, you really need to consider an umbrella policy because you don't know who's going to slip on the sidewalk out in front of your home. And,
right. You
know, we're in an increasingly litigious society. You have to make sure that you don't jeopardize your retirement because someone was careless and slipped on the sidewalk or tripped over a crack in the sidewalk and made it your problem. So definitely make sure that you don't just get rid of insurance and definitely don't let it lapse. There are ways on a lot of these life insurance policies and as well as long-term care policies, Jeff, that you can actually designate someone else that is not you or your spouse to actually receive a notice if these policies are in danger of lapsing. I encourage everyone to put someone on there, put one of your kids or someone else that you trust, your financial advisor, your lawyer, or someone, so that someone else can help you through that.
Grant, in the first year of retirement, a lot of people will plan on, or they'll go ahead and take a grand vacation. I don't know if this is a mistake or not. If you have planned for years earlier to take that grand vacation in the first year of retirement, I don't see how that's a mistake. The only way that I can think that it is a mistake is if you've not planned for it. What's your opinion on that one?
You said it all right there, Jeff. I could stop right there, but I won't. It's all okay. About the planning.
I can go to the next one here.
No, it's all about the planning.
Yeah, planning.
It really
plan
is.
It, yeah.
If you've planned for the vacation, if it's a grand vacation, whether it's a Viking cruise that I talked to someone about yesterday, or if it's a trip to Australia or whatever. I had someone not too long ago, they said, hey, you know what? We want to do, every other year, we want to do a $25,000 vacation, and every single year, we want to budget at least for $10,000. Well, that's a clear picture. And if you've planned for that grand vacation and it's not detrimental to your retirement, go ahead and do it. The problem is if we're bored and then we just say, you know what? I think now's the time that we need to visit Spain and Portugal, Viking cruise. And you know what? While we're at it, let's go to Australia on the way back. That right there is the issue, is that we didn't plan for it. So go on the grand vacation if you've planned for it. If you haven't, if this is not well thought out, don't just impulsively spend $10,000, $15,000,
$20,000. Yeah, and you know, obviously you want to cash flow something like that. Don't say, I'm going to go on a grand vacation and I'm going to put all this on a credit card, especially, you know, if you don't have the money to pay it off, because you could be paying for that grand vacation plus about 25% for years and years to come. I hope you enjoyed that vacation, because you'll be paying for it probably for the next 5 to 10 years. Next one on the list is buying a brand new car during the first year of retirement. Again, I don't know if that is necessarily a mistake if you have planned for it. And I think you should also go out and take a look at what the cost of new cars are today too.
Oh my goodness. I was looking at new pickups actually the other day, and I decided, you know what? My pickup's pretty darn good. The top trim that a Ford F-150, a half-ton truck. Now the top trim package is almost $100,000 for a new one. It is absolutely
crazy.
Nuts. Absolutely nuts. So I'm okay with people buying a new car again if you've planned for it. If you have a 10-year-old car, but if you have a 3-year-old car and they're going to ask you for $30,000 for your trade-in plus, I mean, that's just too much. I mean, if you have the money, if someone's got $10 million and they're living on $100,000, yeah, I mean, you can kind of do whatever you want if you want to spend that extra $30,000. But if you haven't analyzed where your financial situation is, definitely don't just go look at vehicles. My dad told me this years ago. He said, I definitely do not just drive through parking lots, to drive through car dealerships, because I know what's going to happen. Within a couple of weeks, I'm coming home with a new vehicle. So don't do impulsive buys. If you plan for it, it's totally fine. If you don't, definitely not totally fine, unless you have like a huge margin, which I find most people don't have. They're a little bit tighter on those margins. You can get the new car, but we just got to plan for it.
Next one on the list of mistakes that people make in the first year of retirement is not sticking to a budget, or at least some sort of an outgo plan.
Yeah, I've seen this before, where all of a sudden you have an emergency fund set up, you have a certain amount of income set up, and then 1 year into retirement, that emergency fund's gone because they said, you know what, I thought I needed this. Well, it wasn't a need. It was just just not being disciplined with their money. And I'm not saying that you have to be stingy in retirement. I don't want people to be stingy. I want to have a reasonable expectation for income, a reasonable spend. So if someone needs $8,000 a month or $12,000 a month or $6,000 a month, it doesn't matter. But when you have a problem, if you set that budget, if we set these retirement plans up at $8,000 a month, and then 6 months in, you say, okay, can I bump that up to $11,000 a month? That's a situation where you get yourself in danger later on down the road of running out of money. So if you set a budget, stick to it. I mean, really cover these things with your advisor. How you want to live completely. How do you want to travel? What do you want to do with your kids? What do you want to pay for? so that you can set an accurate budget and stick to it.
We're talking with Grant Dorhout here of Dorhout Retirement Services. And Grant, before we continue our conversation, I want to take this moment to remind our listeners what we're offering here today, and that is our Peace in Retirement Blueprint. Once again, call 402-281-0750 to request your Peace in Retirement Blueprint. There's no cost for this. There is no obligation, and certainly there is no judgment. It's just an opportunity for you to sit down with Grant on a one-on-one basis, ask the questions that you need the answers to put you on a path towards a confident retirement. You may ask things like, Grant, how can I not run out of money? Take a look at this plan. Is this going to be the right one for me? How do I pay for long-term care? What about estate planning? Certainly, we're capable of answering all of those questions here at Dorhout Retirement Services. Again, it's not going to cost you a dime whatsoever, and there is no obligation. You have the right and the obligation to say no if you feel that it is not right for you. If you've already got a plan from someone else, why not get another set of eyes on that? Ask for your Peace in Retirement Blueprint this weekend. Call 402-281-0750. Leave your name and your telephone number. Lisa will call you back during the week and set up that appointment for you. Now, if you want to wait until Monday or during the week, go ahead and call it. Lisa will take that call and set you up. But you can do it right now while you're thinking about it. Why wouldn't you want to make this call? 402-281-0750. Remember, this one call very well could make all the difference. You could also request your plan online at DorhoutRetirementServices.com. That's D-O-R-H-O-U-T RetirementServices.com. Okay, Grant, let's continue down our list of mistakes that people make in the first year of retirement. The next one is not researching what you're entitled to. I'm surprised at the number of people who go into retirement and they just think, well, I'm just going to take Social Security, but really there are a lot of other things that they may be entitled to.
Yeah, from a Social Security standpoint, that's one of them. Medicare as well, that's another huge one that people think, you know, hey, I got my employer-based plan and I don't really need to do anything because it can be my supplemental through retirement. There could be extraordinary additional benefit that you get by researching these things and making sure that the coverage is suited to what you want. I've seen it plenty of times where people are paying $300, $400 a month and they only need to pay $120
right,
in terms of their medical coverage. And then you look at drugs. I mean, on top of that, I mean, there are certain programs out there that can get you cheaper medication. There are ways that you can get the homesteader's exemption. There are ways that you can get your utility bills cheaper. Certain people that have spent certain amount of time in the military, you don't have to be a 20-year veteran to access certain VA benefits. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things out there for you. So do the research. And if you don't want to do the research, well, we can help with that as well. There's a lot of people that can help you with it. I'm just saying, do the research. Make sure you get everything that is out there that you're entitled to that's provided for you as a retiree in the United States.
Yeah, and there are so many senior discounts out there, too, that people neglect taking advantage of. I mean, even if you go through the fast food restaurant, there's more than likely going to be a senior coffee or a senior this or senior that. AARP has a lot of senior discounts. I remember going into a drugstore. It was a little insulting. I think it was like, I don't know, in my 40s or so. And I bought some sort of candy or something, and the lady behind the counter says, I bet these are for your grandbabies. I go, what? Oh. I must be having a bad day today here, lady. I'm not old enough to have grandchildren. But it was in the South, you know. Hey, I didn't want to say anything, but a lot of people in their 40s do have grandchildren. But anyway, research what you're entitled to and do not neglect those senior discounts. Next one, Grant, I think is a pretty big one, and that is paying more taxes than needed.
Yeah, so this is where our tax planning comes in a huge way. Some people say that, you know, that means that you're going to pay no more tax in this year. It's way more than that. What type of businesses are you associated with? Do you have any business? Do you have any businesses that you could actually start up or set up so that you can create some better tax situation for yourself? There's a lot of different ways that you can have tax advantages, and it's completely legal to do these things. The tax law is extremely complicated, but there are ways that you can utilize it to your specific advantage. So don't just take for granted that, hey, you know what? I gave all my stuff to my CPA and my CPA said I owe X amount and that's what I'm going to do. Not only that, in terms of the taxes that you pay on your home, make sure that you are having the accurate amount for what you are entitled to, whether you can get the homesteader's exemption here in Nebraska or not. There's a lot of different ways that you could maneuver your situation and make it a more favorable tax situation very simply. Beyond that, Jeff, there's something that a lot of people don't even think about, and I want them all to hear me right now from your investment statements. If you have a non-qualified, meaning non-IRA account that you are associated with, if it's a joint account or if it's an individual transfer on death TOD account, if it is one of those and you are receiving 1099s every year on that and you're handing it to your CPA and you don't really know why and he's telling, okay, you owe X amount of tax, this is a simple situation that one simple move could get you in a situation where you eliminate some or all of that 1099 that you are paying taxes on. Because that 1099, if you're not taking any money out of that account, is an inefficiency inside of the investment portfolio that you are set up with. I had one not that long ago, Jeff. They were paying taxes on $20,000 per year.
Wow.
And they didn't know it. They're mm-hmm. It's just being lumped on top of their income, whether it be short-term or long-term capital gains. Mm-hmm. There's a simple little switch that we can make, and we could eliminate almost all of that for them.
And another mistake that I find that people make in the first year of retirement, and this is all too common, is being rich in assets, but being cash poor. And particularly, I'm talking about the house.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. The house, or I grew up in a farming community, Jeff. I heard it for many years. I still hear it now, being dirt rich and cash poor. Well, you right. don't have to own a farm for that to be true. If I have someone that has $1 million home and they have $400,000 in assets, and let's say this $1 million home is 6,000 square feet and they don't have any kids living at home or any real need for it. We have 6 bedrooms and we have a husband and wife that need one. Right. This is a situation where you're going to be house rich, but cash poor. If you don't have a bunch of money that's actually invested in growing for you, yes, your home value is going up, but unless you're utilizing something like a reverse mortgage, you're not actually accessing that value. There is a way, obviously, I just said it, that reverse mortgage could help you access funds from that. But really, I mean, do we need 6 bedrooms if it's a husband and wife? You know, you don't need it. If you want it and you have enough money to support it, that's fine. But all too often, people, they stay in their home. They don't have enough money to fund their retirement. And they're kind of married to that home. And I would suggest checking into other options. There might be ways that you can downsize. I just met with someone yesterday at a fabulous property. I looked at it on Zillow. That property, I loved it. And they said, yep, we had great memories there. And we took care of that property for 40 years. Now it's time for another family to enjoy that because right. A family needs that more than we do. And so they're downsizing and it's going to help them throughout the rest of their retirement. So again, dirt rich and cash poor, same thing as house rich and cash poor.
Right. So look around your house. It could be maybe not just the house, but maybe you got a lot of other assets, pounds and pounds of expensive jewelry lying in a case mm-hmm. that nobody ever wears anymore. I've known some people who have 5, 6, 7 cars that are out there, and of course they can only drive one at a time. So take a look at what you've got around there. If you are cash poor but rich in assets, consider divesting some of those assets. Next one on our list of mistakes people make in the first year of retirement, Grant, is not discussing your options with professionals. I don't know why people really neglect seeking professional help, especially when it doesn't cost anything in our case.
Oh, yeah. This is a huge one. I have clients call me all the time and they say something like, hey, I'm not sure if you know anything about this, but can you help me with fill in the blank?
Yeah.
And a lot of times, I've been doing this for 20 years. A lot of times I've had experience with it. And even if it's limited experience, I can point them in the right direction of the right professional that would be able to advise them in a better way than I can. So my clients know that, hey, if I have a question about something that's financial or maybe even not financial, there's a lot of different life experiences that I've been able to generate and learn from other people that we can actually insert and we can help people with. So definitely talk with your financial professional, whether it's a financial advisor, if it's a CPA, if it's a lawyer, if it's whoever it is, if it's your accountant, it doesn't matter. Make sure you run these things by your advisor and then mm-hmm. they'll probably be able to help you make a better decision on whether or not it's something that you need to really go after or really research, or if you just let it go. So I've had that plenty of times with people that I don't know if you know anything about this, but can you help me with?
Sure.
And sometimes I can. Sometimes I can just point them in the right direction, Jeff.
And many times this advice is complimentary. You know, as in our case, we certainly offer a complimentary conversation with you. And for our listeners right now that are interested in getting that. 402-281-0750 is the number to call if you've got questions about anything that we've discussed on the show today, or you want to get your peace and retirement blueprint. 402-281-0750. And remember, it is not going to cost you anything. Totally complimentary. And of course, there is no obligation whatsoever. Grant, we're almost running out of time this week, but I want to continue our conversation, get as much as I can in of this. These are common mistakes that people make in the first year of retirement. Next one is going to be not planning for medical costs. Boy, I think that's a very, very big one.
Oh, this is huge, because I just said it a little while ago, Jeff, that 70% of those that reach age 65 are going to need long-term care in some way, shape, or form. But that's not it. If you're looking at the Fidelity retiree health care cost estimate, this, I know that's a mouthful, but the average retired couple age 65 could require around $315,000 saved. And this is after tax to address certain health care expenses during retirement. Now, that's Medicare expenses, but it's also long-term care. So a lot of times people will actually not go to the doctor if they don't feel like they have adequate medical coverage. And mm-hmm. I think that's a huge mistake. These are things that we can fix just by planning for them. We know that our health is going to deteriorate at some point. We know that that's a likelihood. Why not plan for this? We know everyone passes away. If you need life insurance, you got to get it while you're healthy enough. But we also know that the retirement communities and the retirement homes and the nursing homes, they're pretty full for a reason, because the health deteriorates. So Plan for these things while you can, while you have the health to do so. It's going to happen. You have to accept it as a reality, and let's just plan for it so that we can get things taken care of in the proper way.
Yeah, and a lot of people think that Medicare is going to be covering everything, but Medicare does not cover everything. There are co-pays. It pays a large percentage of a lot of things. It's a very good health insurance, but there are many things that Medicare does not cover. And I'm talking about, for example, you know, dental. Medicare doesn't cover that. I understand that with vision, that Medicare maybe will not cover all of that. Their hearing aids. So many people need hearing aids. Medicare does not cover that. So there are a lot of medical expenses that you've got to plan for, not the least of which you talked about, which is going to be long-term care. And if you've ever seen a bill from a long-term care facility, you know what we're talking about. And so many people these days, you know, get things like Alzheimer's and dementia, and that can cost even more. So do not neglect planning for medical care costs. Grant, we have covered a lot of mistakes here that people make in their first year of retirement. In your years of experience, what is one of the most common things that you have seen that people do in the first year of retirement that could be considered a mistake?
Yeah, the biggest one that I've seen, I mean, all of these are really, really good ones, Jeff, but the biggest one I've seen is thinking that it's too daunting to actually go through the process to create a complete plan. And that couldn't be further from the truth. It's not a daunting task. Have you ever had it in your life, Jeff?
Oh, yeah.
I know I have, where you're looking at this seemingly a mountain of stuff that you have to do or something that you have to accomplish, and you feel just so overwhelmed that you don't even start. Have you ever had that in your life?
Oh, absolutely. I take a look at my lawn out there and I go, there's no way I'm going to be able to do that. Are you kidding? I'm going to hire somebody else to do this. But, you know, I've got to pay those people. With us at Dorhout Retirement Services, as I said, the Peace and Retirement Blueprint, it doesn't cost you anything to get this complimentary consultation.
Yeah, it's not as daunting as you may think. It really is not. We're very careful with how we go through every specific part so everyone knows what they're getting and what to expect moving forward. That's the point, is finding someone that you know you can trust, that you can move forward with, and go through a process with them that's going to include exactly what you want and what you need throughout retirement, that you can have very honest and candid conversation with, that, hey, you know what, I need this and I want this, and separating that out and getting that full planning together. I'm telling you, I've seen it hundreds and hundreds of times, Jeff, where once someone gets this Peace and Retirement Blueprint completed, the look of relief that they have in their face is such a remarkable thing, that they know that, you know what, now I really can just enjoy my retirement. These things are absolutely, they're invaluable. I promise you, they are invaluable. I've seen it hundreds of times. We have hundreds of clients that would actually echo the exact same thing I just said. So the biggest thing I've seen is that people will not go through the process of getting a complete plan put together while they have the health to do so in that first year of retirement, or preferably within 5 years of retirement.
So if you'd like your Peace and Retirement Blueprint, as Grant said, it's not going to cost you anything. Go ahead and give us a call this weekend. It's 402-281-0750. leave your name and your telephone number. Lisa will give you a call back. And again, it's just a very casual conversation. If you are interested in finding out the answers that you need to have to put you on a path towards a confident retirement, this is for you. 402-281-0750. You can also find out more about the firm online at DorhoutRetirementServices.com. Well, Grant, we're out of time for this week. I'm going to thank you for your time. But most importantly, I want to thank our fine listeners here in the greater Omaha area for joining us. For Grant Dorhout, I'm Jeff Shade. Get out. Have a great weekend, won't you? We'll talk to you again next week with another edition of the Retirement Blueprint right here on News Talk 1290 COIL.
The opinions voiced in the Retirement Blueprint with Grant Dorhout are for general information and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. Examples provided are hypothetical and for illustrative purposes only. No strategy assures success or protects against loss. Investing in an alternative investment may only be suitable for persons who are able to assume the risk of losing a portion or all of their entire investment. To determine what may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial, or tax advisor prior to investing. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The performance of any index is not indicative of the performance of any investment and does not consider the effects of inflation and the fees and expenses associated with investing. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Jeff Shade and show guests are not affiliated with CWM LLC.